Welcome along back to some more celebrity facts with me, Leisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about Derek Jacobi. So here we go. Derek George Jacobi was born on the 27th of October 1938 in Leicesterstone, Essex, England. Jacobi's talent was recognised by Laurence Olivier, who invented the young actor back in London to become one of the founding members of the National Theatre, even though at the time Jacobi was relatively unknown. After 8 years at the National Theatre, Jacobi left in 1971 to pursue different roles. In 1972, he'd starred in the BBC serial Man of Straw, an adaptation of Himmich Mann's book Der Rutan, directed by Herbert Wise. Jacobi appeared in somewhat a tragic comic role as Lord Fawn in 8 episodes of the 26 miniseries The Pallisters for BBC Two in 1974. Derek was increasingly busy with stage and screen acting, but his big breakthrough came in 1976 where he played the title in the BBC series Claudius. He complimented his reputation of a performance as a starming, twitching emperor, Claudius, winning much praise. In 1979, thanks to the international popularity, he took Helmet on the theatrical world tour throughout England, Egypt, Greece, Sweden, Australia, Japan, and China, playing Prince Helmet. In 1986, he made his West End debut in The Breaking Code of Hugh Wertmore, starring the role of Alan Turnin, which was written with Jacobi specifically in mind. The play was taken to Broadway. In 1988, Jacobi alternated the West End the title roles of Shakespeare, Richard II and Richard III in Repertoire. In 1982, he voiced Nicodemus in the animated film The Secret of Nehem, NHI. In 1990, he starred in the deadliest in episode 4 of Jim Henson's storyteller Greek Myths. In 1993, Jacob voiced Jeremy Fisher in The World of Peter Rabbit and Friends. Jacobi also narrated the book versions of Lloyd's The Voyage of the Dawn Trader by C.S. Lewis, Farmer Giles of Bothham by J.R. Tolkien, and 2 abridged versions of Claudius by Robert Grace. In 2001, he provided the voice of Duke Theorus in the children's Manasuma Night's Dream film. At the 53rd Primetime Emmy Awards, Jacobi won Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a comedy series. In 2002, Jacobi toured Australia in the Harrow Crown with Donald Sydon and Ian Richardson and Dame Diana Rigg. He also played the role of Senator Gracious Gladiator and starred in the 2002 miniseries The Jury. He also was the narrator for BBC's children's series of In the Night Garden. Jacobi later followed up his appearance in the Doctor Who episode Jupiter, June 2007, where he appeared as the kindly Professor Yana, but by the end of the episode, he revealed that he was the Master. Jacobi admitted in Doctor Who Confidential where he wants to be on the show. One of my auditions since the 60s has been to take part in Doctor Who, and the other one is Coronation Street. So, I've cracked Doctor Who now, I'm waiting for Corrie. In March 2006, BBC Two broadcast A Pensioner in Serbia and a documentary of former children's detector Audio Picholet and the attempts to extradite him from the Great Britain. Jacobi played the leading role. In September 2007, it was released in the US, retitled Pictures Last Stand. In 2006, he appeared in the children's movie Miss, the title of a sheepdog puppy. He also narrated this movie. In 2012, he appeared in the Titanic Blood and Steel. And in November 2012, he starred in the BBC series Last Tango in Halifax. In 2013, he starred in the second series of Last Tango, and in 2014, in the third series. And in 2013, Jacobi starred alongside Ian McKellen on the ITV sitcom Vicious and as Stuart Bixby in the part of Ray Thornhill, played by McKellen. Since 2017, Derek has again portrayed the Master in several box sets of Big Finish Productions, collectively entitled The War Master. In 2008, he played the Bishop Dyingen of the BBC miniseries Les Miserables. In 2022, Jacobi appeared in Alala, a film adaptation of Alan Barnett's play of the same name, directed by Richard Eyre, which also starred Jennifer Saunders, Bally Gill, Russell Torvey, David Bradley, and Judi Dench. So now you know about Derek Jacobi. He's honestly the most amazing actor I could say he's basically my childhood then, because when I was little, I used to love watching In the Night Garden. That was one of my favorite shows when I was like a toddler. I used to watch it every day before going to bed, because that used to be a part of the bedtime hour. That would be like usually the last show they'd play before CBeebies would go off air. But yeah, and I remember the show so much, and Derek Jacobi had narrated it. And I kind of remember Vicious as well, and of course Doctor Who, because I grew up with Doctor Who as well. And my dad showed me that he was the Master, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's him. So yeah, you could say he's been my childhood a little bit. But yeah, join me next time as I talk even more celebrities. Who's going to be here next time? So stay tuned, everybody. Take care, and bye for now.